pocket money to payday. We're helping young people grow their money confidence.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
NatWest. Tomorrow begins today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran will be high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Canada later. At least 20 people have been killed in Israel since Iran began retaliatory strikes on Friday. Authorities in Tehran have reported more than 200 deaths. Reporter Trent Murray has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Certainly from what we're hearing, it is a lot of elderly people and also women and small children that are adding to that toll of 20 that just can't seem to maybe make it to their shelter in time. I mean, these are very fast-moving missiles. There's only around 10 minutes notice from launch to arrival, so clearly both sides right now, you know, really, I think, marching towards full-scale war with one another.
The National Crime Agency is to work with police forces to review grooming gang cases across the UK. It follows Sir Keir Starmer's announcement of a national inquiry at the weekend after previously refusing to do so. The U-turn was prompted by a review led by Baroness Casey, which is due to be published later. A committee of MPs says there needs to be root and branch reform of the water industry. They're particularly concerned about bosses' bonuses. Tom Harrigan has more details for Classic FM.
The threat of Britain's biggest supplier, Thames Water, collapsing and financial problems at other companies show the industry is failing, according to the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Select Committee. It doesn't think firms are doing enough to deal with those issues and wants bonus payments linked directly to responsible ownership. The government says it's secure the biggest investment into the water sector in history, while Water UK, which represents the industry, insists everyone agrees the current system isn't working.
A new blood test to pick up early signs of pancreatic cancer is being trialled in the UK. The blood marker test is being trialled in patients with a recent type 2 diabetes diagnosis, a known risk factor. And Sir Keir Starmer has appointed Blaise Metrovelli as the new head of MI6. She'll become the first woman to lead the Secret Intelligence Service when she assumes the role later this year. A look at the weather. Mostly dry with sunny spells today. Some outbreaks of rain for the north and west of Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom, and welcome all to Monday in the second half of June. The solstice is at the end of the week and summer is in full sail. Glory be!
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM. is Classic FM.
Thank you. beautiful, but beautiful, the third and final movement of Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 2. That was Le Concert de la Loge under Julien Chauvin. And before that, we heard the Gloria in Excelsis Deo from Vivaldi's Gloria, and that was Harry Christophers with the 16 Choir and Orchestra. Well, good morning, and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong, and it is the start of another clean, pristine week, the week in which I think I'm right in saying public exams finish, for the most part, shall we say. One or two put their pens down for the last time last week, but great excitement. And the freedom of the long summer lies just days away for many. How are you bearing up in the midst of it all? What seems to have been the general sense of these exams, I wonder? Have they gone well? Or are you, like us, given infuriatingly vague answers on the topic? Well, do get in touch. As ever, the number to text is 61812 or email via classicfm.com. On that or any subject, acres and acres of beautiful music have been laid out across this hour, including Weber's Invitation to the Dance. And I have the third and fourth movements of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. And, of course, there will be the first clue in this week's Famous Five at 10:30. Oh, this is fun. Music now by Ryuichi Sakamoto from the 1983 film Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you.
Sunshine Music
on Classic FM.
That is the opening movement of Rodrigo's Fantasia para un gentil hombre. Miloš Karadelic was our soloist there with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Yannick Nezet-Séguin was our conductor. And before that, we heard Ryuichi Sakamoto playing his own composition, the music for Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Do get in touch, by the way. Be lovely to hear from you. As you know, it always thrills me when the wire pings into life. And yes, if you get in touch now, it'll be before the Famous Five takes effect, so we could chat about secular events. The first clue in this week's Famous Five is on its way after we have heard this delightful Weber. Oh, by the way, I didn't say you can text me on 61812 or you can email via classicfm.com. Those are the traditional methods of getting in touch. But meanwhile, here is Weber's Invitation to the Dance on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Herbert von Karajan conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra in Weber's Invitation to the Dance. A very good morning to Maureen in Ayrshire, who says, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, is one of her favourites. Lovely. I'm delighted that we played one of your favourites. Good morning, AA. Please wish my husband, Pete, a very happy birthday. He's 51 today. That comes from Tracy. Well, indeed. Happy, happy birthday. Many happy returns to you, Pete. Well, it is. It's 10:30. Look at that. Time for the first clue in this week's Famous Five. Here it comes. In Newcastle, it stands for goodness. It brings energy to the equation. On a keyboard, it's usually the first key to lose its letter to finger abrasion. Here it is. Again, in Newcastle, it stands for goodness. It brings energy to the equation. On a keyboard, it's usually the first key to lose its letter to finger abrasion. There we go. I shall reveal the answer, as ever, before 11.
If you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate.
Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
That was Daniel Trifonov with the Philadelphia Orchestra under Yannick Nezet-Séguin playing the Andante Cantabile from Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. And just ahead of that, Anne-Sophie Mutter was our soloist with the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles under John Williams playing John Williams' very own composition, the theme to Schindler's List. Well, everybody seems to be getting... Oh, I say everyone's getting today's clue right. One is incorrect. Gary in Newcastle, absolutely right. Morning AA from Anne and Stephen Cheam. Lovely to hear from you. We think today's answer is... You'd be absolutely right. Andrew in St. Andrews, watching Hamish the Bunny run around. Absolutely right. However, Sylvia in West Sussex, I think you need to have another go. Well, the answer will be on its way after we've heard the third and fourth movements of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. Now, if you'd been at the premiere of Beethoven's Fifth in 1808, you'd have discovered that the warm-up material was the premiere of the Pastoral Symphony, the premiere of the Choral Fantasy for piano, vocal soloists, chorus and orchestra, and the Piano Concerto No. 4, with Beethoven himself as soloist. He never really under-delivered, old Beethoven. The third and fourth movements of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. Jaap van Zweden was conducting the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, how did you get on, I wonder, with today's famous five? In Newcastle, it stands for goodness. It brings energy to the equation. On a keyboard, it's usually the first key to lose its finger, its letter to finger abrasion. Now, Mary of Westcliff, in warm sunshine, lovely to hear from you, Mary, says, could the answer be I? Well, no, Mary, in Newcastle, I stands for yes. Morning, EAA. This is Martin Bitterscombe in Harlow. I think the answer is E, as in MC squared. Though my keyboard disagrees, its S has been eroded. You're completely right, actually. My A and S, yes, went before the E. I think that says more about our typing, the heaviness of our type, I think, probably. So, yes, very well done indeed. The answer I was looking for was E, or indeed E. I shall have another clue tomorrow morning at 10:30. News and weather are next. We shall begin the next hour with the opening of Bizet's Carmen. I shall also have the first track from a brand new Classic FM album of the week.
Classic FM.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Ready to order, Signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
H.W. Neville's bread. Price matched at only 55p for an 800-gram loaf at Tesco. Makes for a delicious cheese toastie. And now there's even more of your everyday favourites. Price matched to Aldi. Tesco. Every little helps.
Serving suggestion price match 9th of the 6 pro rata. Visit GBLD. Check twice weekly. Excludes promos. Selected stores excludes Express and Northern Ireland. Details at tesco.com/Aldi price match.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers? Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one? Where every little thing you do makes a big difference? Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Iran says it's preparing to withdraw from a major treaty aimed at preventing the spread of nuclear weapons. Israel carried out strikes on Iran on Friday, aiming to disrupt its nuclear facilities. Iran responded with a wave of missile attacks and insisted its nuclear program is peaceful, something Israel rejects. Former British diplomat Lord Darroch says Tehran's announcement this morning is significant but not unexpected.
Some would say it's irrelevant because Iran's already been declared in breach of its NPT obligations with this enrichment program and the further plans they have on this. And it's a bad step if Iran does withdraw, and it complicates any future deal with them on restraining their nuclear program.
At least 8 people have been killed in Israel as fighting with Iran moves into a fourth day. Leaders of G7 countries are set to discuss conflict in the Middle East and the war between Russia and Ukraine later. Allies, including Keir Starmer, are due to meet in Alberta in Canada this afternoon. An operation led by the National Crime Agency is to look at grooming gang cases across the country. The Home Office says it'll provide long-awaited justice to victims whose cases were closed too early. New figures show the financial cost of rural crime has dropped 16% over a year, but data suggests it still costs the UK £44 million.